So let's get started. So we started Perek Zayin yesterday. And Perek Zayin begins the next fundamental of Jewish faith, and that is the belief in prophecy, which, as you'll see, it's a two-layered presentation. Layer one is the belief in prophecy per se, and then the second layer is going to be the belief in the uniqueness of Moshe's prophecy. And we start off yesterday by emphasizing the certain unique aspects of the Rambam's approach in Halacha Aleph of what makes a prophet a prophet. So one is a certain character, meaning the person has to have a certain type of mind, a certain control over his psyche. He has to be someone who's always involved in thinking about God, and his mind is open up to it. And then the other point the Rambam makes is that a person, when that happens, when a person is engaged in the metaphysics and he's that perfect character person, so then it's the natural result will be the ability of that person to, as I like to put it, tap into that metaphysical conduit. So it's as if like an antenna grows from his head, and now he has the definition of being a prophet. Now, that doesn't mean that he will get prophecy, which we'll get to today, but it does mean that he's on the level of a prophet. It also means that, again, the Rambam does not mean that, does not limit the expression of prophet, or the definition of a prophet, to Jews. And the second important point is that you could have prophets today. There's no reason why you couldn't say today that there are people who are Nevi'im. Okay, so Halacha Beis continues. He says, "Ha-Nevi'im malos malos hein." Notice this a consistent theme. Prophets also have different levels. Okay, just like Malachim had different levels. There's different levels of prophets. Kemosh yesh bechachma, just like you have by wisdom. Chacham gadol mechavero, kach menevua, navi gadol minavi. Okay? That's going to be tricky to understand how that works, but just like we have an idea that one person could be smarter than someone else, one person could be a greater prophet than someone else. Okay? The kulon, we'll get to the exception later, but all of them, okay, ein roen mara hanevua ela bechalom bechizyon laila. So every time a prophet gets prophecy, it's always done through a vision, a dream. Okay, so it's not that it's not that God communicates directly, or I shouldn't say that because God never does that. But it's not a direct communication that the Navi's getting. Rather, it's through the delivery system, and the delivery system are dreams. Okay, obiom acha shetipa alein tardema, or it could happen during the day, or it happen at night when the prophet's sleeping, or it could happen during the day where he's overcome by a sleep. Kamosha Nebar, Bimara Elov, Esvada Bachalama Dabrebo, right? And we know by Avraham that a Tardema came over him at the time of the Bris Ben Avisar. Okay, so the first thing the Rambam explains is that in general, when it comes to a prophet, the prophet receives the prophecy through a dream, okay? So it's not that, it's not a conversation, it's not like a, it's not like he gets a message, rather there's some type of dream, okay? The kulon, kishem isnabim, right? And when anyone ever gets prophecy, evarean mizdazin v'koach haguf kashal, right? V'eshen oseam mistarfos, okay? V'tishara dea adas penuel l'havim mashatira. Let me start from the end and work backwards. The goal in the state of prophecy is for the person's entire mind to be able to understand and comprehend the vision and the information that they're receiving, okay? So nothing can distract from that. So what happens there as a result? So the limbs of the Navi shake, okay? His physical strength is weakened, and his mind, all distracting thoughts disappear. Meaning he's in a state where he can only focus on one thing, and that is understanding this prophecy. Kemoshen Rav Avram, okay, so that's what it means by Avram, that this great darkness fell upon him. It means that he was in a state of mind where all he could perceive at that point was going to be in the Nevuah. So it's interesting that the Rambam's emphasizing here is that for the prophet to be successful in his engaging in the prophecy, right, so it has to be where he's only focusing on one thing and one thing only. Nothing can distract him from the vision he's about to receive. Okay, okay. Halacha Gimel. Now, hadavarim shemodim anavi b'mara nevua. So now, what is this in this vehicle system of the vision that God sends, or the I shouldn't say that, that the prophet receives, okay, through this metaphysical conduit. So what is it? So Derech Mashal Modin Lo, okay? So it's taught as an allegory. So it's never like the dream never is like, you know, go do this. Rather, it's a mashal, okay? However, but now you have a danger, because if it's a mashal, so then that means that the prophet now has to figure that out, what that means, which means the prophet might inject his own creativity into the mashal. So the Rambam then says immediately, umiyad yechakik belibo pisron mashal, right? Bimbar nevua, right? V'yodea mahu. So immediately, right, whatever that mashal is, the interpretation of the mashal is automatically engraved. That's literally what it means, but it's like, it's permanently etched into his mind exactly what the interpretation of the mashal is. So not only does he get the mashal, but he also gets with it the interpretation. Oh, it's almost like what happens is, to put it in like a code thing, it's like he gets both the code, right, and then how to break the code, okay, all at once. Kemo hasulam shira Yaakov avinu umalachim yolav yordimbo. Okay, v'hu ya mashal amachios v'shibudan. So just like Yaakov, when Yaakov had the dream of the angels going up and down the ladder, so he had the vision of the dream, which was these angels going up and down the ladder, but he also understood immediately that it was an allegory to the future kings and their eventual, enslavement of the Jewish people. So always by the Nevi'im, the recording of the prophecy, it'll always be presented as it was delivered, as a mashal, right? But along with it, which isn't always recorded in the Torah or the Tanakh, the Navi will receive the code as well. Mehem, how to translate the code as well. Mehem omrim hamashal pisrona kamo elu, right? V'yeshehen omrim pisrona bavad. But there are times where they'll only get the actual message, and there won't be a mashal, right? Upamim omrim hamashal bavad below pisron, right? But there are sometimes also where the mashal will be alone, and the Navi won't get the ability to answer what the mashal is. Can mix us to every Chazal of Zecharia, right? But the kulon b'mashal v'derachida hem is nabim. But ultimately, they're always prophesizing based on these allegorical methods. Okay, so the Rambam says Alacha Dalid, okay? Kol Nevi'im ein misnavdim b'chol eish yirtzu. Now, prophets, right? The average Joe prophet, he's not able to receive prophecy anytime he wants to. Ela mechavdin daitam yoshivin smechim v'tovi lev v'bizbodadim. So what is a prophet? Now, again, he knows he's a prophet, but it doesn't necessarily mean he gets prophecy. So what does he do in order to assist in possibly getting prophecy? You focus your mind. You sit in a state of happiness, okay, alone. Mizbodim means alone, okay? And the Ram says, She'en nevu ashora lo mitoch atzos, lo mitoch atzos, al mitoch simcha. Because a person can never be a prophet unless he's in a state of happiness. That's why you have the famous idea from Chazal that Yaakov Avinu did not receive prophecy for many, many years, because he was sad about the loss of Yosef. Okay, lefikach b'nei neviim lifneim nevel v'tov v'chol v'chinor. So the sons of the prophets, which means future prophets. Okay, they'd have before them musical instruments. Okay, v'hem avakshem anevuah, and they would request nevuah in such a state. So they're like, you know, you have like a little band playing. Okay, because music puts a person in a certain relaxed state of mind. You have that also by David HaMelech, right? The idea of playing the harp in front of Shaul to assist in nevuah. V'zeo sh'nemar v'heima misnabim, klomar, mehalchin b'derech ha'nevuah, ad sh'yin nevau, k'mo sh'at omer, ponim miskadal. So that's what it means. What they would do is, what does it mean that they were getting prophecy? It means that they would go down the road to enable them to go ahead and get these prophetic visions. So as the Rambam's building his case here, what you're noticing, what's happening is, he explains how the prophecy is delivered, and he also explains what a prophet can do to encourage the possible result of receiving prophecy, okay? And Alacha Hey adds to this point, Elohim mivakshon lehisnabe heima nikraim b'nei neviim. So those who desire to receive prophecy, those are the ones who are called b'nei neviim, the sons of neviim. V'af al pi shebechad v'daitam, But just because they spend their time wanting to become Nevi'im, meaning wanting to get this prophecy, that does not mean that the Shechina, that meaning that the metaphysical conduit, will open up and they'll receive information. Why is that such a critical point? Because just because a person's a Navi, it will be a distortion of understanding God to think that a Navi can force God's hand, so to speak, or to force that metaphysical conduit to deliver information to him. Man cannot do such a thing. He cannot force God's hand. So that's why it's important for the Navi to understand, for us to understand about the Navi, that a Navi is someone who can seek out prophecy, but there's no guarantee he'll ever actually receive it. Okay? Okay. So with this being the case, okay, and the Rambam was very careful in his language, okay, so again, he's built up the argument now for what a prophet is, okay, now comes the prophet who was different than all the other prophets. And this is the another fundamental of Jewish faith. Halach Avav. Kol Dvarim Shemarnu Heim Derech Nevuah L'Chol Nevi'im Rishonim V'Achronim. So all the prophecy, all the rules of prophets that the Rambam was talking about was referring to the early Nevi'im and the later Nevi'im, okay? Which includes, by the way, the prophets before Moshe, okay? And ones afterwards. Chutz mi Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shekol Nevi'im. But this excludes Moshe. Moshe was the greatest, okay, the teacher, the master of all the prophets, okay? Well, that's a nice thing to say. What does that mean? How does that translate? Ma hefresh yesh bein nevuas Moshe l'shar kol nevi'im. Okay? So what makes Moshe's prophecy different than all other prophets, their prophecy? Sheshekol nevi'im b'chalom o b'mareh. Okay, so number one, all prophets, right, receive their prophecy through some type of dream or vision. Not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu misnabe, right, v'hu ar v'omid. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he got prophecy, he was wide awake and standing up, meaning he was like in a normal state of mind, right? Shinemar uvavo Moshe Olam Moed, l'dar ito v'yishma esakol. So Moshe would just walk right into the Olam Moed, meaning he was always in he didn't need to be in a different state. He didn't need this type of dream state to receive the nevuah. His natural state was one that lent itself to receiving prophecy. That's number one. Number two, kol hanavim adim malach, okay? So l'fikach roi mashem roi v'bashav chita. Every time there was a message delivered to a Navi, it was through a malach, meaning a messenger, okay? And because it's coming from that metaphysical realm into our realm, okay? Again, that doesn't mean we have no access to the metaphysical itself, because you can argue a dream being abstract isn't purely physical. But the point is, since it's coming from a different type of metaphysical realm, therefore it's always done in mashon chida, okay? To reflect the differentiation between man's realm of knowledge, and let's say the upper metaphysical realms of knowledge. But now Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu lo ayde malach, shenemar pe el pe adabrebo. But not by Moshe. Moshe, he spoke to, there was no intermediary. There was no messenger. The message was delivered directly from God. Right? Venemar v'dibar Hashem Moshe panim apanim. Venemar utzmunas Hashem yabit. Right? It says that God saw, he saw the picture of God. Klomar, she'ein sham mashal ela roa hadavar albora belochida lo mashal. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the message, okay, in its pure form. There was no need for a messenger to deliver it, okay, no mashal at all. Hu shatora meida love b'mara v'lo b'chidos she'ino misnabe b'chida lo b'mara she'ro hadavar albora. Okay, so it was a natural, normal way to see the message. Okay, so there was no vehicle of prophecy. No, was there a messenger of prophecy for Moshe? Okay. Kol Nevi'im Yireim V'Nivhalim U'Mismogigin. Okay? So all the prophets were like overcome by the state that they were in. Okay? U'Moshe Ben Reino came. Husha Kasav Omer Akashi Daber Ishal Reu. Okay? So whereas all the prophets, when they received prophecy, were physically overcome, right? And they were in this very unique, you know, type of state of mind, physically, right? Now Moshe yidaber ish l'reihu. It was like talking to his friend. Klomar, k'moshe ein adam nival lishmar divrei chaveru. Just like a person's not petrified or afraid to hear the words of his friend. Kachia koch b'daitel shem Moshe Rabbeinu. So too was the power of Moshe's knowledge or mind. Lahavin divrei hanavua, to understand the words of the prophecy. V'ulma obed al omdo shalem. Right. So there was no necessity for there to be a change in Moshe's character, when it was when he heard nevuah. Finally, kol neviim ein misnabim b'chol eish yirtzu. So every navi, as the Rama mentions before, they didn't have the ability to prophesize or receive prophecy anytime they wanted to. But that Moshe benu ein okein ela kol zman sheyachbots ruach hakodesh. Kol zman sheyachbots ruach hakodesh lov shaso unevuah shor alav. Now Moshe, when he desired to tap into the metaphysical conduit, immediately there was a response. Immediately, the prophecy would rest upon him. He didn't need to prepare for it. He was like a malach. He was in a state that was always ready to receive the prophecy. Therefore, he would prophesize all the time, anytime he wanted to. That's what it means, stand and listen, meaning he's ready to go. And that's why God promised him, Shenemar lechem or lahem, shuvu lachem lo lechem, ve'atop ho amodi modi, that you'll stand with me, meaning you are in a state to always be able to communicate. Halamadata, so what do we learn? Shekol anevim, keshanevuah mistalekes mehem, chozim la'olam, shehu tzarchei guf. Alright? Kulam kishar am. So when a Navi finishes getting his prophecy, he's just like any other guy, right? Who exists in the normal needs of the average person, right? Now again, that doesn't mean the Navi isn't on a higher level. He is on a higher level. But when he's finishing getting prophecy, right? So he turns back into a regular Gavra. Levikach in Porsche Minishosan. That's why they don't get divorced. That's why they stay with their wives. They're still in a state of having normal appetitive needs. But at Moshe Rabbeinu lo chazer lo olo rishon. He never went back. Levikach pirish min isha la'olam. That's why he ended up separating from his wife, because he existed in a state of mind where there was no necessity. There was no tzarech haguf whatsoever of like having sexual relations with his wife. O min adoma lo, min ikshara daito tzur olamim, lo nestalik ma'ala v'hod la'olam, v'keren or panav niskadesh kumalachim. He was always in line he was tied, so to speak. His mind was tied to understanding God. That was the state of his existence. Okay, so that's what makes Moshe Rabbeinu different than the other Nevi'im. Eric, so halacha zayin, hanavi efshar shetiyah nevuah sol la'atzmo bevad. Now, what about the prophecy itself? Okay, so it's possible that the prophecy is only there for the Navi himself. La'harchav libo lo'osav daito ashiyid ma'ashol ha'yodeh mo'osan dvaram gdolim. Amazing idea. So sometimes, right, prophecy could be done in a way simply to help the prophet himself reach new levels of information. Meaning, let's say, like, as an example, The prophets, had been bothered by a certain inconsistency in the mathematical equation. So it's possible that the prophecy is something that helps him solve the problem. Okay, it's meaning it can only be there, one version of prophecy is only there to help out the prophet alone, to help him reach a higher level. Or, right, it's possible the prophet sent to people, right, whether it be Jews, whether it be other cities, whatever it might be, kings, right, to do what? To explain to them what they should do, okay? Meaning to instruct them in certain actions they should perform. And as you'll see, there's a halachic aspect to that. Or to prevent them from doing bad things, to give them mussar, right, to stop doing things that are incorrect. Right? No, now, here's the thing. When the Navi sent with an osimophis, with some type of sign or wonder to perform, kadesh yedu am shakel shalchob emes. Because the average person is not going to believe that this guy's a prophet, so how do you determine he's a prophet? Because he brings with him a sign. Okay, he performs a sign, and that's the way they'll know. Oh, v'lo kola ose osimophis mamilo shunavi. But just because a guy can do, now I'm going to say this with a slant, a magic trick, that doesn't mean he's a prophet. Ela adam shahini yodim bo mitchilaso shehu roi lenevua bechakmaso masav. So what's it's very clever what the Rambam does. What he says is that no, it's not that a guy comes along who you never heard of before, like Joe Schmo shows up and says, "Listen, I'm going to perform a sign and tell you prophecy." No, rather the prophet's a well-known guy, right? So in Modian, there's this guy that everybody knows is a genius. And is the greatest, like, from a midos standpoint, like, his midos are in the highest possible level. And everyone knows that this guy has all the characteristics that a Navi would have. Okay? And then he comes to you with an osimophis. and then says, "Va'amar shakel shalcho mitzvah lishmamenu shenemar elav tishmaon." So it's only at that point that then you have to listen to the words or the instructions of the prophet. Okay. Again, the key point is that the prophet isn't someone who just springs himself upon the population. He's someone that's well known. He's known for being somebody who's on this level. And then he brings the oath and the moface, right, to draw the people in, and then you must listen to what it called the prophet. Okay? Vefsha Shiasa Os and Mofas in a Novi, right? Vzeh Osh Yishol Tvar and Bego. Da'af Bichain Mitzvah Lishmolo. Okay? And it's possible that what it called that the Navi it's possible that somebody does an Os and he's not a Navi. Okay? So you have to be careful. Okay? Hov Adam Godov Chacham, the royal Navua who Mamidino so Achas Kasa. So as long as the person is somebody who's on that level, okay, he's on that level of being a prophet, then, meaning he's a gadol chacham, then you must rely on his chazaka. Shebekach nitztavenu k'moshin nitztavenu lachto chesedin al pishnei edim ksherim v'af pish efshar she'idu b'sheker ho v'ksherim hem etzlenu ma'amino so osan al kashrusan, right? So just like when it comes to edim, right, it's possible that two witnesses are lying, right? But what we say is that we have a chazaka. We assume that we rely on them telling the truth, even though it's possible they could be lying. The same thing applies by the Os Mofis by the Navi. Okay?